Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock's got Labor Day 38 coming up, offering 63,000 head on the 7th and 8th of September. It'll be seen live on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Auction starting both days at 8 a.m. Central Time. Wednesday, feeder steers and heifers from across the country. Then Thursday, wean calves and calves on cows. Call Superior 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed customer expectations. To learn more about Hillary Communications, go to hillcom.net.
Well, good afternoon. We had a market today that finished the week extremely, or what I felt was extremely good for the live cattle and feeder cattle. The October lives are up $1.75 to $144.55. That is back above the 20 and 50 day moving average. Still off the highs from about 2 or 3 weeks ago in the middle of August, which were just above 146. But today's rally sort of changes the trend and goes from being below the moving averages and trending lower to above the moving averages and kind of breaking that downtrend. So really good close today to end the week. Of course, we got a three-day weekend, long weekend. Probably on Monday we'll come out and the market will have a completely different look just because of the three-day break. Also noticed today was generally light volume, primarily due to the three-day weekend. September feeders were up 72 at 183.87. October's up 60 at 184.95. The feeder market started the day weak and under pressure and down about a buck or so and fought all the way back despite corn being higher. So that was also a good sign here that the market had turned higher. We've been on about a 4 or 5 day rally from the lows just above 180 set at the end of August. So that's also a good sign. Hog market today down about a dollar here. The October hogs went down to 89.75, which filled the gap all the way back from the 1st of July.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Well, today's grain futures market extremely strong, getting back some of yesterday's losses. The December Kansas City was 9 3/4 higher at 877.5. The July of 23 up 12 1/4, 868. And wheat has been up and down in about a 30 or 40 cent range from the high to the low. But today we gained some back of yesterday's losses. The bean market 25 to 37 higher. November up 25 3/4 at 1420. Again, had an inside day from yesterday. We're still right at the 20-day moving average. Hopefully on Tuesday or Monday night, Tuesday morning, the market will open back up and continue this uptrend. 6 to 10 higher on the corn market. December corn up 7 3/4 at 665 3/4. And, of course, this week really has seemed to be all about the outside markets and the stock market and interest rates and so on. Currently, the Dow's down about 220 overnight. And this morning, it was sharply higher. So we had a big swing. Of course, President Biden had a speech last night, which there's a lot of opinions about, but today the market's going back. Bonds today, 30-year bonds are up a point, which basically means the interest rates are actually coming down today, kind of the opposite of what's been happening. Crude oil currently about unchanged. October crude's up 32 at 86.93. That's about $3 off of the high. And, of course, the energy market has been very volatile this week.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.